Pray with me, my brothers. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. For men who are faithful and seek thy favor have come before thee this morning with praise on our lips and Jesus in our hearts. Have thine own way with us, for to you we give complete surrender. Hear our prayer, O Lord, and grant us thy peace. Amen. My brothers, it's Thursday again all across Omega Nation. Brothers throughout the land have humbled themselves before the throne of grace and with disparate voices proclaiming that Jesus is the everlasting Lord. I'm Roy Johnson, brother and friend to all Omega men, and I greet you on this delightful day that the Lord has given to each of us. A splendid Omega morning. A day that is a great gift to each of us. Oh, it is with great joy that we start our day with God's word guiding us and God's ear hearing us and God's heart loving us. How well we know that God sees, God hears, and God delivers. For thoroughly immersed Omega men are unafraid to humble themselves before the Lord. We have inspiring examples in our elected leadership, both past and present grand officers who stand with us to call on the Lord. It gives blessed assurance to me to know that each morning we have with us our elected leadership in the person of First Vice Grand Basilisk Mark Jackson, our Grand Keeper of Finance Johnny Smith, our Grand Keeper of Records and Seals Sherman Charles, our Grand Counselor Clement Osemitha, doing Omega business from across the water in the motherland. Each of those brothers, without fear, making the bold proclamation that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And oh, don't we thank God for them. Even our young second vice, Grand Basilisk Ryan Thomas, has come to know the Lord in prayer as he leads us toward the International Undergraduate Summit, and we thank God for him. We are led by one whose humility in servant leadership catapults us to next level attainment. He is our 42nd Grand Basilisk, Ricky Lawrence Lewis, who is diligent in his service to Omega. And oh, do we ever thank God for him. But Brother Grand Lewis walks in the shoes once worn by GB35, a dedicated Dorsey Miller, and GB40, an all-inspiring Antonio Knox, both of whom continue to believe that prayer is the key that unlocks the storehouse from God's infinite grace and power. And we thank God for them. It is noteworthy that our prayer line founder, former Grand Chaplain Staccato Powell, and immediate past 6th District Chaplain Ray Johnson, as well as immediate past Grand Chaplain Walter T. Richardson, believe that we need prayer to hold high the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, and we thank God for them. Each of these men have long reminded us that we need to keep ourselves aligned with God's will. The best way we can do that is to study God's word and talk to God in prayer. And so, brothers, a most gracious brother and good Omega man who frequently gets up early to dial in to the prayer line is my brother Arthur Bailey. In our recent conversation, I learned that in addition to being an humble servant of the Lord, he is what the younger versions of Omega men call a bruh's bruh. Oh, he has a testimony that is worth hearing. And so I ask you to give ear now to our brother and our friend, Arthur Bailey. The line is yours, Brother Bailey.
Greetings, brother. Thank you, Brother Grant. And hopefully I'm coming in clear.
Clear.
Yes, sir. So first of all, I give an honor to God. I thank him for making me, along with my mother, who instilled the things in me to be the person that I am. And I'm honored to be before you all this morning. Arthur Bailey, 116 Zeta Omicron, Hampton, Virginia, 3rd District. And it is a pleasure and a privilege to share with you this moment that I've been with the prayer call for about 5 years. I continue to learn as I came into the fraternity in 2016. The first job in the fraternity I had, I hit the ground running to honor those that gave me the privilege to serve. And I became the chaplain, or was voted into the chaplain position. Immediately started making the connections of, you know, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and the things that needed to be done to be paid for all of the brothers that have come before me to make this fraternity what it is, from the founders to every last brother that I've come in contact, that I've learned about them and their life, and the opportunity to share things from a chaplain's perspective and to be more personable as far as how and what we do for each brother, and still being able to be quote unquote out and share, have good time in many of the structured facilities that we had to do as far as maintaining our brand of Omega Psi Phi, the fraternity. And I carry with me each day knowing that throughout this time and my time in Omega, that many men like you all, young and old, have shared with me different things that they've gone through and that I've gone through. And though it may not have been exactly the same, but, you know, it's been some burdens that have been lightened as I shared, and it's some burdens that have been lightened as you all have shared. And that's one thing that I carry throughout the day with me, building that bridge and continuing to pay it forward for what you all have already done for me. And, Brother Grant, I'll yield my time. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Brother Bailey. Thank you ever so much. I can walk with a man who knows the Lord and honors his mother. Thank you, my brother. Oh, brothers, leading prayer warriors in the 1st District is our good brother, Anthony Lilly. And I thank God for his friendship. I love his spirit, because he seeks to allow the Holy Spirit to guide him. He lives out the cardinal principles every day and has committed his life to helping others to be all that they can be. What we know best about him is that he keeps himself before the Lord, and the Lord has not failed him yet. So take us to the word of the Lord, Brother Lilly. The line is yours, sir.
Thank you, Brother Grant. I have made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. John chapter 17, verse 26. Good morning and happy new year, and blessings to all on this thankful and tremendous Thursday morning. Greetings, Brother Grand Chaplain Reverend Roy Johnson, past Grand Chaplains Dr. Walter T. Richardson and Dr. Staccato Powell, and to all the newly elected Grand Officers on the call. Additionally, another good morning to our past grand officers, including GB 40, Brother Dr. Antonio Faithful Knox Sr., and GB 35, Brother Dr. Dorsey C. Miller, to all current and past district officers and my brothers on the call this morning. Today is January 5th, the first Thursday of the year. This morning we'll be reading from Genesis chapters 12 through 14, Abram's call and God's promises. Having dealt with rebellious people for generations, God now begins to unfold his great plan for redemption, a plan beginning with one man, Abram. God calls Abram to leave his home in Ur of Chaldeans and travel to distant but unspecified new land. Responding in faith, Abram obeys with nothing to cling to but the promises of God, promises of a great name, a great nation, and a great blessing for all people. The journey is not without its moments of danger, as seen in the life of Lot. But through it all, Abram dares to believe God for what seems impossible, given his childless condition. How long have you lived in your present home? If your answer is less than 3 years, you are a typical American family. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4 describes a similar moving experience. A God-fearing family obeys the voice of God, pulls up his stakes in Ur, and heads for a new home more than 1,000 miles away. But Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 explains why this is no ordinary move. Abraham obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. The command of God was clear, but the destination was not. That is faith, the kind that pleases God and the kind God wants you to exercise this morning in similar situations. Abram, later called Abraham, found that you do not always need to know where you are going, provided you know who you are following. Discuss with your family or friends a decision you are facing involving career, home, or finances, and the way Abram's example can make your decision easier. Then memorize this verse together. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness. The evidence for knowing God is obeying God. Promises, promises. Genesis chapter 15, verses 2 and 3 and 7. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3 and 7, we have a record of 8 profound, world-changing promises that God made to Abram. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, the Apostle Paul explained that if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. God's world is filled with promises from our Creator to provide and deliver. The Bible is the ultimate source of the truth, and God is faithful to fulfill his promises. As we read the Bible this year about the promises of God, be sure to claim them. We pray for freedom from addictions, deliverance from sin and evil, financial provision, hope for lost and hurting family and friends, overcoming depression, recovering a relationship, good health, being free from fear and anxiety, strength, and many more are the blessings and gifts that God promises to provide for those who believe in him. God has promised to supply every need we have. The Bible says, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ." Brothers, notice, God has obligated himself only to the extent of our needs. That would include food, clothing, shelter, companionship, love, and salvation through Jesus Christ. God has promised that his grace is sufficient for us. In fact, he has made provision for our salvation by grace through faith. Read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. It is through obedient faith that we have promised that his children will not be overtaken with temptation. Instead, he ensures us that a way of escape will be provided. This promise is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. God has promised us victory over death. He first resurrected Jesus by way of assuring our resurrection. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "For I delivered unto you first all that which I have also received, but that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and then he rose again on the third day." Later on he adds, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." God has promised that all things work together for good to those who love and serve him faithfully. It may be difficult for us to see and to understand how this is accomplished at times, but God has promised it, and he will deliver it. Brothers, this morning, live so that the promise of God will be yours. That concludes our reading for this morning. Let us pray. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it is right for me to think this of you, all because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in my defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all partakers with me for grace. For God is my witness, how greatly I love for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. Father God, thank you that you make all things new. Thank you for all that you have allowed into our lives this past year, the good along with the hard day, which have reminded us how much we need you and rely on your presence, filling us every single day. We pray for your spirit to lead us each step of this new year. We ask that you guide the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, our Grand Bachelors, the previous past Grand Bachelor, the Supreme Council, the staff at ISQ, and all the brothers of this great fraternity. We ask that you turn our hearts to deeply desire you above all else. We ask for help to pursue you first above every dream and desire you have put within our hearts. We start our prayers off this morning with uplifting prayers for Brother Abram Lilly, whose biological brother transitioned from earth to eternity. Please keep Brother Lilly and his family in your prayers. Brother Kevin Scott is asking for prayers of comfort for the family of Brother Teron Foster, who entered Omega Chapter, and also for the family of his high school classmate, who has also transitioned from earth to eternity. He also wants us to send prayers to Brother Charles Jones, who has moved to hospice care. Brother Omar Braham is asking for prayers for Celeste Wright, who has been missing for over 72 hours. We're sending prayers that she will be found and returned to her treatment center. Brother Faulkner is asking for prayers for the family of Brother Big May West, who transitioned to Omega Chapter. Please continue to pray for Brother West's family and keep them in our prayers. Brother Larry Lewis is asking for continued prayers for Brother Carl Walter's wife, Dorinda, who was recently released from the hospital from stroke-like symptoms and COVID-19. For Brother Benjamin Scott, who is also recuperating from a stroke. He's also asking prayers for Brother Donald Davis, who is recovering from having his leg amputated due to diabetes, and also for Brother Rayford Johnson and Essie Johnson. He also wants us to pray for him today as he prepares for a medical procedure. Lastly, continue congratulations to him and his wife as they have celebrated 53 years of wedding bliss. Our very own Brother Willie Forrest Jr. is asking for healing prayers for his cousin and classmate, Lorraine Haley Blair, who is suffering from dehydration, and his other classmate, Arthur Caldwell, who is in the hospital with heart issues. Continue prayers for Brother G.B. 40, for the mother of G.B. 40, Dr. Antonio F. Knox. Prayers to the brothers of the 1st District, our 37th District Representative, Lizard Blyden, and Executive Board. We have a prayers report from past Grand KRS, Brother Fairchild, who is now home and continuing to recover. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, let's wish a happy born day to Bishop Walter H. Richardson, who has reached the milestone of 100 years of age. Join past Grand Chaplain Reverend Dr. Walter T. Richardson in praising God for this expression of amazing grace. And lastly, brothers, continue to submit your prayers to prayingomegas@gmail.com. Continue to push brothers to be a part of the prayer call and continue to live so that the promise of God will be ours. Father God, thank you for waking me this morning, for securing my future and loving me everywhere in between. It is a fresh new year, and my sights are set on making it as productive as possible. Though I may have no set resolutions, I do have some lifelong goals to better attend God. So please help me to become better focused on those. Mostly, I am planning to do just as you say, God. I will continue to love others and myself as you do. I will be focused on serving others and ultimately bringing them closer to you. I will listen more intently for and to your guidance on my life. I will pour the greatest amount of good into each day, no matter the circumstances of the day. I love and trust you with all of me, and I place all things before you. Bless all I have and all who are in my life. Make each thing I am faced with be an offering unto you. And if it does not serve you in any way, God, remove it from me. I am yours, God. Do with me as you will. In your blessed name, all the brothers and the greatest fraternity of the world say amen. 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 Amen.